The opinions and commentary are solely that of Rick David and not that of IPC Securities. Listeners are advised to talk to their own financial advisor for their own financial advice. IPC Securities Corporation is a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. Rick David, how are you today?
Very good, Dennis. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks. I see you're getting more questions in from people about finances. They're starting to find you and what you're doing and how they can handle their money matters, right?
Yeah, you bet, Dennis. There's always questions for folks, and everybody's got sort of a unique situation, and so there's always a lot of different questions out there, that's for sure.
Give the phone number to kick it off here, and I see you've got the email questions ready, so we'll do that too. 778-476-1674 for the long and the short of it, and we'll get going now from Jack in Penticton, and he writes it this way to you, Rick, and just worded as he is here. Rick, I'm 65 years old. I've listened to your show. How much fixed income should I have in my portfolio when some of the stock dividends pay 5% or more?
Oh, wow. Okay, Jack. You're getting into something there that, it seems to be a bit of a mistake or that people get into because they look at the revenue streams of stocks and they compare that to what the revenue streams would be in some sort of fixed income investments. And it's really important to remember that the two of them are completely different. And one of the reasons we use fixed income is to take some of the volatility out of the portfolio, also to have investments which have a revenue stream plus a point in the future when the principal will mature. So they're very different in many ways. So you can't really compare the revenue stream from stock dividends to that of fixed income. But I know where you're going with that question. And at 65 years of age, when a person's just retiring, you're not going to be, in many cases, adding to your wealth because you've begun to actually start to use some of the savings that you've accumulated for retirement. So typically in that situation, you'd want about 65% of your portfolio in fixed income. And at that point, then that 35% remaining would be there to put in equity investments and to have the opportunity to grow and provide you with income in your retirement.
Yeah, the back sell on that for people picking this up on the fly, how much fixed income should someone apply when their portfolio, some of the stock dividends pay 5% or more? Good question. Good. Thank you, Jack in Penticton. Bill in Penticton as well here. Oh, you got to guess, I guess, Rick, like you can't be a mind reader, but what's your forecast for gold? People turn to gold, I guess, instead of financing, right?
Or money. Well, actually, Dennis, I get that question quite a bit. And, a lot of people look at gold as an alternative. They look at gold in a lot of different ways. But I can tell you, it can be one of the most difficult investments, to try and forecast or get any sense of what's going on. But I can tell you, recently gold's done very well in the last, since Christmas. So last two or three months, it's gained some traction. And I will tell you that, as an investment, it's more of a trading sort of strategy, I think. I do have a number of clients that buy physical gold and, use that for an investment. But if you're looking to grow your portfolio, it might be only one strategy that you might use, but it's typically a tool to use as a trading sort of structure rather than something that, pays revenue and that sort of thing.
Rick, how do you buy gold? Just like anything else?
Yeah, just like anything else. I suggest advise my clients to buy the physical variety rather than some sort of a paperback security. There's a couple places. There's one here and one in Summerland, and I believe there's a couple in Kelowna that you can go in and buy Maple Leafs and different types of gold coins. And it's the type of thing where people that actually believe the sort of the intrinsic value of precious metals, it does make sense for folks to have a little bit of gold in their portfolio.
Investing in gold. I wanted to mention quickly, and I don't know if you saw this in the Penticton Herald, but I see our friend Costa struck onto a really rare coin. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. Those?
Yeah.
No.
I have to send that on to you, but I guess that's precious metals too.
Absolutely. You know, like it's basically precious metals have the value based on the fact that they're scarce. And, you know, you look at, you know, production guidelines today for many of the gold mines, and it's sort of $1,200 an ounce. Well, it wasn't many years ago that they weren't even considered profitable or even economical to look at that. So it is... You know, I do have a friend there that actually, regularly buys physical gold, and it's something that that they believe in, and so it is one alternative that a person can use.
I just pulled the story up for you here. Yeah. Katrina holds two pieces of Canadian currency valued in excess of $800,000, including a 1925 Dominion of Canada $500 bill. And what's being called the King of Coins, a 1921 50-cent piece. Owner Costas Bekolas of Penticton's Blue Nose Coin Company, Precious Metals, helping sell the collection of an anonymous owner, including these two items. Yeah, to send you that one. Anyway, that's what's been happening locally. Coins, gold, everything else. The long and the short of it is in progress here on Soul Country. And we're going to take a short break. Information about what Rick does and about financing in general coming with Raina Donna. We'll come right back with your questions. The long and the short of it on Soul Country, South Okanagan Country Internet Radio.
When it's time to get serious about how to invest, your first step should be a visit to Rick David at IPC Securities in Penticton's City Centre building. The first thing Rick does is discuss and define your specific financial goals and needs. That first session will last about half an hour and won't be intimidating. Together, you'll create a plan that allocates capital and is inexpensive to operate. The final design will consist of investment solutions that will help you reach your financial goals for the short and the long term. In our modern age of high-speed technology, it's not hard to keep track of business transactions happening anywhere in the world. With daily fluctuations and, more importantly, what that means for your investments, it just makes good sense to have sound professional advice. Get the long and short of it with someone who's close by and knows the local market just as much as the international one. Rick David is just a phone call or email away. Set up an appointment, IPC Securities Corporation in Penticton. Rick David, your investment advisor in the 200 block of downtown Penticton, second floor of the City Center building.
Rick David is the voice of our show here, the long and the short of it here on Soul Country. Thank you, Raina Donna. We're back to it again. If you want to email questions, then you can get them to me. We'll get them to Rick, and he's got time to research them for you. And we do this show every Sunday at 8 in the morning and then 8 in the evening as well. It repeats on the Sunday. And keep in mind that it's the same voice you hear during the week. Rick David is the voice of our business report every day, which comes in on the first run at 10 after 8 in the morning. Rick puts everything together. And, of course, the markets move 3 hours earlier at the TXE and in New York. So we kind of get a brace for the day of what's going on that direction. Can we go right to the questions, Rick? You've got a breath. You're ready to go.
Absolutely, Dennis.
Okay, we'll let you get it here from Barry here. From Summerland. Thank you, Barry, for listening there. Do you feel, Rick, the stock markets are due for a correction? Barry in Summerland, do you feel the stock markets are due for a correction?
Well, Barry, you know, I guess, you know, they can correct really at any given time. You know, and that's a regular sort of function of the market. And, you know, they tend to... sort of overvalue themselves and then undervalue themselves. So I think in any given year, you can see about a 5% correction in the equity markets. And it seems every 5 years, you're going to get a 20% correction. Since we had a large correction in 2008, 2009, you know, maybe we're probably due a somewhat, but our equity markets here in Canada are just getting back to the levels they were in 2011. So just depending on how things go from now till probably May, I think we're in pretty decent shape, but we've got a few other things that I'm a little more concerned about than the equity market corrections.
Can you or anybody be tipped off a little bit, Rick? I don't mean illegally tipped off, but when you're watching markets move, is there something that gives you an indicator that maybe something's going to start to change? And I suppose the correction doesn't come overnight.